My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, we're talking about sports documentaries and how much they suck now. Although it should be said that the McNair documentary called The Murder of Bear McNair and the Sign Stealer one with Connor Science are both from the Untold series.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the same. What we're about to talk about here with Sign Stealer is the same group that did the Air McNair one, but it does seem like they're all kind of going down this road. I will say there is one more Untold episode coming out, Volume 4 premiere, next week, and that is Hope Solo versus U.S. Soccer, and that premieres Tuesday.
I promise you, I will not watch a second of that, because the McNair one, I watched because I knew somewhat the details, and I was like, maybe there's more to this. No. That thing was a hunk of crap. And then out of just pure boredom, I checked in on the Connor Stallions one, and shame on me. The Hope Solo thing will not get 1 second of my attention, because as bad as I thought the McNair one was, and as bad as I thought Swamp Kings was, and as bad as I thought the Barry Sanders one, and just on and on and on, the Connor Stallions ones might've been the most insulting thing that I've seen in years. It's that bad.
I will say you learn something in the Connor Stallions one.
Obsessive nerd fanboy.
Well, you learn what he's like, yeah. And that is something that is new, because he hasn't done anything. So it's sort of like, what is your expectation? Is your expectation to get to the bottom of the story? You don't get that in the Connor Stallions one.
But you
do learn what he's like.
I expect some, and maybe this is just I'm wrong, but I expect some level of journalism. I expect someone to ask a question.
Well, they did. I mean, look. Okay, so here's one example from the Connor Stallions one that they did ask him. They said, there is a photo of you on the Central Michigan sideline.
Yeah.
Here is the photo. And they hand him the photo.
Yeah.
And they say, "What?" I don't know what they asked, but it's something like, what do you think?
Yeah.
And he says, that doesn't even look like me.
And then he goes on to say that he can't remember if he went to that game or not. He literally says he can't recall.
I get what you're saying, but at the same time, it's like when you sit down with Connor Stallions and you give access to Connor Stallions. Yeah. I mean, in this particular documentary, Connor Stallions just kind of hung himself. The guy's a moron.
Yes.
He's
a rube.
He is a rube. And they paint him as, and maybe this is what you're talking about, they paint him as like really smart and dedicated, because he went to the military just so he could get into coaching, and he was in the Marines. And they say, oh my God, he's a savant. He is a complete moron who is simply obsessed with being the coach at Michigan. That's it.
Yeah.
And so because I mean they go to him and they're like, "Hey, there are videos of people in seats that you purchased to other college football games of Michigan's opponents and they are videotaping." And they're all at the 50-yard line. They're all like two rows of what do you have to say to that? And he's like, "Well, sometimes those people send me videos because, well, I'm the video guy. And, you know, it's just like your mom when she gets you a gift that you already have. And you're just like, well, thanks. You don't really say, you don't really give it back." I mean, like, he's so absurd.
It is.
And he has such a bad story that I don't think that's really on the journalist. I mean, honestly, he's that big of a dope that he thought that this would maybe make him look good, and he just...
He looks like an ass.
There's really nothing to that story. No. He's just... He was overzealous. He went too far, and he got Michigan in trouble, and at the same time, I think, in a weird way, he loves the attention that he is getting from this.
Could be. I just...
I mean, he went to the championship game against Washington in Michigan gear, no disguise, with a camera crew following him.
Yes.
So he clearly loves this.
Well, he is, the one thing that I took from it is he's a stalker. If you took what he did and put that on an individual instead of a program, he would have a restraining order against him. I mean, he was a Marine officer living in California. And he would fly to the Michigan games, and the way he supported that was he would sleep in his car and rent out his house, Airbnb, so that he could afford to fly to go see Michigan games. And by the way, this is just when no one knows who he is. He's just a dude. I mean, he went to the Naval Academy just because he thought eventually it could help Michigan football. I mean, he is a stalker of the highest order.
Yeah, he's obsessed.
But some of the stuff, and this is like why I'm insulted. Like when he says, "I can't remember whether or not I was at the game," like seriously. And again, this is where the journalistic thing bothers me. Like it's like when you watch an interview with a presidential candidate and they clearly give an absolute horse crap answer and then there's just no follow up. Like if I'm interviewing Connor Stallions and I say, "Hey, here's a picture of you on the sidelines at Central Michigan. What do you have to say about that?" And he goes, "That doesn't look like me." And wouldn't the next question be, "Well, it is you. The NCAA believes it's you. Central Michigan thinks it's you." And you respond with, "Well, I can't remember if I was at that game or not." Again, the next follow-up question should simply be something along the lines of, "You seriously are telling me you can't remember whether or not you went in disguise to a Central Michigan football game?"
Well, but that's what he's saying, though.
But so that's my point, is
they let them hang himself. Yeah. And that's kind of what, I mean, you're not getting anything more out of him. The guy, again, I just don't think there's anything with Stallions. Yeah. He and his attorney are saying that a private PI firm, who was investigating him hacked his email, which is total bullshit.
Yeah.
But they're going as far as to blame Ohio State for that.
Yeah.
So it's all it is. You don't need to watch it. All the Connor Stallions thing is it's half baked. Covering his ass and covering the ass of a sloppy, overzealous football moron.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing much more than that because everything that they get, I mean, they have him dead to rights on everything. I mean, there's proof that he bought tickets to like, I think it was like 35 games.
Mm-hmm.
And his retort to that, and they ask him about it, and his retort to that is, "Well, when I was in the military, I was going to a lot of games."
Yeah. And sometimes I buy tickets for my friends.
Again, it's like, okay, you hung yourself in multiple ways. He's a moron. It's just there's not a lot of teeth to that. And we kind of thought there might be because it was so salacious.
Yeah.
But there really wasn't.
Yeah.
It's unlike, it's not unlike, well, Buck was talking about this off the air, but the Manti Te'a one was really good. There was a lot of teeth to that.
Yeah.
And you had people opening up about it on both sides, and it made for a pretty interesting story.
Yeah.
It's, and I get what you're saying about the journalist, but it's not always the journalist's fault that the story isn't that interesting. You know what I'm saying?
I guess I do think it is, because if you're making the documentary, it is your job to make it interesting. It is your job to ask questions. And to me, when you ask the most basic question and you clearly get a lie that no one believes and there is zero follow-up, I guess that's all I'm asking for is for someone to follow up on a question sometime and just simply make someone explain their absolute ridiculous story, as opposed to simply saying, well, here's an hour and a half thing of Connor Stallions telling you whatever Connor Stallions wants.
Yeah, I mean, they basically told the story, but it wasn't that interesting.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So what is the role of the filmmaker to make it more interesting? I mean, I just don't know how much they could have done with that.
I just know that when it's done right, a la the Manti Te'o thing, it can be really good. But from Johnny Manziel to the Barry Sanders one to this, and it's just on and on and on. I don't know, man. I think I'm over sports documentaries. They just are not, they're not good. They are not worth your time.
Well, to me, with the Stallions one, when that situation was going down, that story was captivating. And so to me, the documentary should have also been captivating. So I don't know if that means you need to talk to different people. I know a lot of people on the, everyone on the Michigan side is going to be tight-lipped, so you're not getting anything there.
There you go. Right there. That's it. That right there is goes back to what we first said. When you do a documentary now, you do not get access to both sides. Yeah. You only get access to one side. Michigan's not going to say anything about this, and neither is the NCAA. And it would have been way more interesting had they had, because at the end of the Connor Stallions documentary, and I got all the way through it, unfortunately.
Yeah, there was the interview with the NCAA. They
did
up for that.
They did have the interview with him sitting down with his attorney with the NCAA, which I thought was interesting. But again, nothing came of it because he's just sitting there lying.
Yep.
And so, and they can't get anywhere with him. So the NCAA could have spoken. They didn't and probably wouldn't. And Michigan wouldn't. So when you do these documentaries, these filmmakers, they know that they're only going to get one side of the story, and it's going to be whitewashed by the subject that they are presenting. Yeah. Because otherwise, why would they even do the documentary?
All I know is the one thing that I took out of this, and it's the only thing, and I think the NCAA is stupid and it's ridiculous. I hope they hammer Michigan right in the junk. I hope Connor Stallions gets a 10-year show cause. I hope that guy's never allowed anywhere near, because if the whole idea is that, yes, you know, you cheated, it's not the biggest thing in the world, but it's like the USC thing. When you actively try to cover it up and you insult all of our intelligence and you do they gave him the game ball, for God's sakes, against Iowa. And yet we're like, Jim Harbaugh personally gives him the game ball, and yet this asshat is on there saying that he doesn't know who this Connor Stallions is and he's a low-level rogue operative. Kiss my hind.
Well, like, and the booster, too. Don't forget the booster.
Exactly.
There was a booster named Tim Smith, who was paying for all of this, all of his tickets and everything. And that guy suddenly just, I mean, the day after the news comes out that he was paying for what Connor Stallions was doing, the guy gets booted from his role on whatever, I don't know, it was like a board or something.
And they fired their linebacker coach.
And Stallions, by the way, says, Uncle T, never heard of him.
Yeah.
So it is definitely insulting to your intelligence.
You can't take away championships. Obviously, we all saw those games played. They won it. But I hope that Michigan, and especially Stallions and Moore and the people that are still there, I really do hope that the NCAA attempts to kneecap them a little bit, because, you know, and I don't care that they cheated. You got caught. Take your punishment like a man. This crap, this line of BS that you're putting out there, like I said, it insults all of our intelligence, and, you know, I hope they end up.
Well, the other thing they do in there too, and you could tell it was a fine line, is they had to kind of paint Michigan as like this, you know, scorned,
yes,
underdog that against all odds won the title, and it wasn't due to sign stealing. Like, they had to present that part of it too.
Drove me crazy.
And you could tell that came from the fact that Connor Stallions is still a really big Michigan guy. Yep. They could not really
take
a dump on Michigan in the dock.
An interview with him in his car, longingly looking out over the stadium. Oh, my God. Like, just, he would have sex with the Michigan program. I don't know how you make love to a football program, but if it's possible, Connor Stallions would do it. He isn't a weird, obsessed fanboy.
Towards the end, though, they do reveal that there were other schools that bought tickets to opponents' games. But then that's a thing. But, of course, they just gloss over it, and the documentary ends.
Yeah.
And, by the way, one of those schools in there was Utah.
I knew it. That's why they keep kicking BYU's ass.
Utah. I think it was Utah, Clemson, Illinois, and Ohio State that they put in there.
Look at that. Well, maybe
it ended.
We need a new documentary about those schools.
What are they doing?
Their own narrative.
Who are their Connor Stallions?
It's so dumb.
Their sports documentary talk.
Don't watch it.
I say do watch it. Do whatever you want. Don't listen to Big Suit.
It's not good.
No. No.
I'm not sure which one is worse.
No. It is not good, but you do get a sense of how pathetic Connor Stallions is.
That you do.
That
he's
I will
a bitch.
Tell you. All right, get excited for Johnny Manziel's return next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.